Joshua, are you with us?
I am with you, beloved one.
Wonderful.
I've been enjoying the comedy show. It is so wonderful that there is, as I've been saying for years, one mind. One mind, many bodies, many voices, but in truth, one mind. And so it is wonderful to see you as you activate the bodies and you feel that there are more than one here, but in truth, it is one loving heart and one mind. Perfect. So, we have a question for you, first of all, and then you may ask questions of me. But we have a question of you, and the question is, we are thinking to do a follow-up because there has been so much energy this week, and it is building, and you are holding it. Are you desiring another meeting such as this, perhaps in October? Would you come back again?
Yes. Hold up your hands if you
yes.
feel like you would.
How do you feel about this? Very good. Very good. It has the feeling that we have begun, we have started sharing, but then there is much more. And there's more. So we will be looking into the possibility of doing another advancement in October. So make your plans now, those of you who are coming a distance, and those of you who perhaps can put it on your schedule and be here in October. We have at this point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And if you count Judith, yes, she wants to be counted. How's that make? 8. Very good. Okay. So, next meeting, if we do one in October, which if you're in favor of, we'll have more than 8. Okay, now we turn it open to the questions. Who wants to ask?
And as we ask, be sure to please use the microphone and the camera so that we can include our Zoom friends.
Greetings.
Greetings once again. Yes. Has this time not been wonderful?
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Have you felt a change in the energy from
yes.
what we used to do?
I think so, yeah.
Yes.
Very powerful, and it really has gone out.
Yes.
I feel that.
Good. What would you ask?
Well, my question is, I seem to have a mystical relationship with the Hebrew alphabet that I don't really understand, and I wanted to ask you to comment on that.
Well, first of all, that which you already know, this has been your heritage for a long time, many of what you would see to be individual lifetimes. And so, yes, delve back into it, and it will come very easily to you.
Cool.
Yes. And then I will expect in October a report. Very good, but yes.
That was cute.
You have discerned well that you have much of history, and there are others in this grouping, and including this grouping as well, who have the same knowing of background. So allow yourself to delve into it, and I will expect a report. Exactly. Yes. Right. Next.
Anyone in Zoom land have a question?
Flossie?
Okay, Glenn.
Oh, Glenn, okay.
We've got all sorts that have their hands up.
Oh, good. Lots of hands, okay.
Okay. Hello, Joshua.
Hello. Good to hear your voice and see your face.
Thank you. So I've been diving deeper, and I'm wondering when I will be able to see you while still in the flesh. Will I be able to see you with my eyes, my physical eyes, as I've heard other people can? Is this something that is, can we do that?
Yes. When you least expect it. In other words, if you are trying to make it happen, it probably will await another time. However, I come to you. I have already come to you several times. Yes, you have felt it. You have felt my presence. And very truly, I have appeared before you, perhaps as a friend that you knew from the past. There was a feeling of connection that you knew. Sometimes you cannot quite put your finger on, and this is true for many of you. You will be encountering a friend, but you can't quite remember their name. You don't quite know where they came from, and in truth, sometimes I just appear at the shopping mall, at your neighborhood grocery store, and I will ask you where the pickles are, or some such question. And we have a conversation, and we walk away, and you turn back to ask me another question, and I've gone around the corner. Yes.
That was you.
Yes, right. I do this to meet up with you and to say that life is all one, and when you least expect it, I will appear.
Thank you. I accept.
Very good. I will be appearing to you in your grocery store. Very good. Thank you.
Will you be by the fishes or the loaves?
Why limit it? Right. Who is next with a question? Or a sharing? It doesn't have to be
anyone
a question.
From here?
You have the talking stick. Do you have a question?
Not quite. Almost.
Oh, you're working on it. Yes. Ah, he has
okay.
The book.
No.
No? You know the answer.
It seems they come very quickly.
Yes, they do. They pop up when you least expect it. What would you speak of? How is the eyesight, by the way?
It is progressing well.
Good.
I have adapted.
This is what it takes.
Found out that those lenses aren't necessary.
Right.
But the understanding that comes through to recognize that comes in bit by bit.
Right.
Even though the healing may have been instantaneous, I haven't caught up with it.
Right.
In my thinking mind.
Right.
So.
It will.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this energy yesterday was just like, even when I say those words from the tips of my toes all the way up through my scalp, that energy's re-remembered
right.
from yesterday.
Right.
And I've never experienced anything like that in my life, for sure.
Right.
This life
this
that I'm
life.
Aware of in
yes,
this mind.
Yes, there you go. Right.
Because we know.
Yes, we do.
How much we have done.
Exactly.
In our creative oneness, let's say.
Right.
So I'm completely energized, and I'm very much forward looking to the next moment.
Right.
Because everything's still there in that next moment, and that next moment, and that next moment.
Right.
Kimberly and I were talking about when I was a kid, we would have revivals, tent revivals.
Oh, yes.
In the East Texas town.
Right.
When the tent went down, everybody went home and became their old selves again, pretty much.
Right.
And we were considering that reflex.
Right.
From this, and I don't see any reduction in energy. I see it continually building, 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 building.
Right.
So this room's going to be lit up in October, and the lights won't be on.
They will not be needed.
Right.
Right.
I don't think that was a question, was it?
A question and an answer, and the answer. And you have pointed out something very important.
Okay.
Every question that you have comes with its answer. Sometimes you quit at the end of the question and expect some big fanfare, perhaps, with the answer. But the answer has to come with the question. It tags along. It's right there. It, in truth, is an integral part of the question. But quite often the mind stops and says, now I have to wait for the answer. But it's right there, right in front of you. Otherwise, it would not be a question. Okay. So yes, I will expect miraculous happenings between now and October.
Indeed.
Indeed. On the morrow.
Oh, wow.
That soon. Oh,
yeah,
my.
I like that.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Right. It will be happening when you least expect it.
I will have my antennas on.
Oh, good deal. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, I got to have one more hug.
Come on. One more hug. Wow. Good energy.
Thank you.
Thank you. As you have discovered, hugs are great. The sharing of energy. This has been happening for you all week long. There have been instances, times when you feel really turned on. It's like, oh, now I see that in a different way. And it is not that anything new happened, but it's just that the penny dropped and the answer is there. Okay. You've already paid your penny, so don't run away before you get your answer.
Syed had a question on that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure that he does. He raised his hand before for wanting a book. Syed, do you have a question?
He's muted.
No, I don't think so.
Mind to mind. The CDs will be in the mail for you towards the end of next week.
Oh, here he comes.
No, there's my number for October session, not this one.
Thank you, Syed.
Okay.
Right.
Any questions from that just got stimulated from our Zoom participants, our heart family? Okay.
Glenn has a question.
Let me get to Ingrid first, since she has not had a chance to speak. So unmute yourself, Ingrid.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, Ingrid.
I hope this is appropriate, but I've been going up and down lately with my moods and my health, and I was wondering how, or you and I can both heal this or address it. It's like I'm tired of it.
Right, good. Yes. With that statement, you have already turned the corner. It does not need to stay with you any longer. You have said, I am finished with it. And so it has to leave. You have power, all of you have power that has gone unrecognized for a lot of lifetimes, where if you declare something, it has to be done unto you as you declare it. So often you will say, I wish it could be. I wish, oh, Joshua, will you give to me? But if you declare, I am healthy, wealthy, and hopefully wise, it has to be done unto you as you declare it. Declare it and stay with it. Don't just say, but if you could possibly do me a favor, I would do anything for you. But you already have to. You already have it, and you have to accept it. I keep giving. I keep giving. I keep giving. And you say, but Joshua, would you give me? Yes. Allow it to be done unto you. You are healed. And you are happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Most welcome. Is this not a beautiful face?
Beautiful.
Yes. Sorry.
Yes. Angelic.
And I love to hear your talk.
Yes.
Glenn, did you want to have a follow-up here?
Yes, so I've been teaching and facilitating a book study of the Way of Mastery,
right,
for quite a while, and often I feel your presence.
Right. And
so I'm just asking for validation of that. And sometimes my enthusiasm gets so great I feel like I'm kind of floating and I have to kind of put my lead shoes on so I can stay on the ground.
Right.
But when I feel a connection with you, the energy level goes up and I feel like I'm there's that oneness. And so my question is simply, is this, can I get a validation from you, or do I have such a good imagination?
Yes to both of the questions, yes, definitely. Do not pick it apart. Do not judge it. Do not go into an analyzing something. You know you have felt it in your heart and in your mind. Allow the mind to be at ease and accept it. But you have already felt my energy. You have already felt the enlightenment. You have already felt in the pages of the book that you have opened and opening within yourself. So accept it. Say, yes, I accept it. This is really a great gift. I want it. I take it. I keep it. It is mine because it is yours. It is your revelation. Yeah. Trust it. It is true.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's a validation. I knew that, but I wanted to hear it from you. This is often the case.
Yes.
So last night your presentation last night was on the level, more the level that I'm used to in the book studies and in my meditations, and I feel like I'm ready to really take a deeper step into the possibility of the embodiment of the Christ energy.
Right.
I don't see any other reason. I mean, there's no other purpose to be here. I feel like there's more and more of that happening, but it's not necessarily reflected in the world around me as I see the chaos and the fear, a lot of fear.
Right.
Which has no basis in capital R reality.
Right.
And so you have said that from different areas, different ways, that there's more and more and more of this Christ energy enveloping the world or being embodied by people around the world. Can you speak to that? Can you lighten us up a little more on the global aspects of the awakening?
Right. It is as you have surmised, as you have hoped, and now you just have to trust that you know. It is here, the awakening that I have spoken of for such a long time is right in front of you for the taking. And there are times when the light shines and it's like, oh, of course, I knew that. Well, yes, you did. I feel that. That is the next step. It's not just that I know it in the mind, but I accept that and I walk into it and I claim it as my own. That is where you stand right now, to know that truly it is you awakening. Doesn't matter what the others are doing, the awakening is your own. And you claim it and you say, I am not the same person, I am not the same perception as I was a few days ago, even yesterday. I have accepted a new understanding and an awakening where I feel the Christ that I am. Allow you to stretch out your arms. Do that now. Stretch out the arms and take the awakening into your heart. Ah, there it has landed. The eagle has landed. And you have the awakening right here within the heart and within the mind as well. And as you go out on the morrow, smile at everyone. And they will wonder, what is he smiling at? Why is he smiling? And if they are bold enough to ask you, what are you smiling about? What is there to smile at? Say, I have awakened to the love that I am. And I give you love. And they will say, oh. But you have planted a seed. This is what you are doing with the book study. You are planting seeds with other ones who are ready for it. You are planting a seed deeper within yourself that is growing and expanding, and you are wondering, what is happening? Blessed be, you are awakening in yourself, and it shows. You smile at people, they have a problem perhaps that they are dealing with, and you say, if you dare, let me help you with that. Oh, you can't do anything. Nobody can do anything. This problem is bigger than the both of us. No. Let me know what it is we are working with. We are working with. And at that moment, then the problem is small, because there are two of you dealing with it, and one does not have to feel overwhelmed. Even if all you do is to smile at that one, not even changing anything for them, because truly you cannot, but to smile and to say, you know, I woke up this morning and the person's going to say, why are you sharing this with me? And I felt really happy. Well, I'm glad you did. And you know, there are happiness vibrations in the air. Really? I hadn't heard this on the news. Yes, you know, there are. There are happiness vibrations. And so you share with them something that is a little bit off the wall, but that's good. The wall contains a lot of good stuff. Okay? So you share with them, I woke up this morning feeling really happy. Well, I'm glad you did. But you have made a change in what they have seen to be possible. You have made a change, thrown out an idea. Maybe it'll be time for it to grow, to be fostered and grow. Or maybe you'll have to do it on the morrow again as you meet different ones. But to share your joy, that is why you are here. Yes, you smile and you wave, right? Wave and smile. That was a very good intro. Thank you for the intro. We work well together. Very good. How is everyone doing here? Have you had a good day today? A fantastic day. Yes. Yes. No one wanted to be the first to dig into the cake. Oh. So they would pass it along to the next person and the next person.
That was so funny.
Finally, someone said, well, have to dig into it. It was a very good cake. It was a celebration of a birthday and the cake. And it was cut and given to one person to eat it, I suppose, yes, at that point. But she passed it on, and they passed it on, and they passed it on, until it went round the whole circle of 24 people. So then the first one who had gotten the cake in the first place, she knew, okay, it stops here. The cake stops here. Exactly. So you can do that wherever you are. The cake stops here.
It was a pretty good cake party, too.
It was. It was a great party. Just everyone being uplifted. There was a certain feeling of vibration of celebration. And it was a celebration. And everyone was ready to open the arms and welcome celebration. Try that on for size.
We love to celebrate.
Yes, I love to celebrate. That is why I ask you to invite me to your various parties that you have, your gatherings that you have. Ask me instantly.
I am there.
And we'll invite
for you.
You will save cake for me. Good. Especially that one that went around.
Oh, boy. That was a really big piece.
It was. It was a big piece, which is why it went around the table.
It was a 3-carat cake.
Ah, a 3-carat cake.
I have a question actually brought on by what you had
talked about how we create moment by moment, and the moment before, whatever it is that's in our present reality, wasn't there the minute before.
Right.
That kind of boggles the mind, too, especially if you look at Mother Earth and the centuries and millennia of evidence within the soil of, you know, various epochs of time. And we think, did I create that just a moment before? How is that possible? So tell us a little bit more about how is it we create from moment by moment, especially with other people involved too.
Now, to the basic truth of that question, there is only one of us.
Right.
Having an experience that we say comes to us in a linear fashion of time. But in truth, where is that idea the moment before you realize it? It is waiting for you to create it. And you do, on the spot. You create it, and then you say, but it's a linear progression. It wasn't there one moment, and then it is there this moment, and now I carry it forward, etc. But in truth, each moment is its own slice of truth. Each moment you create. And you say, well, it's joined together with the previous moment. In truth, each moment is its own. It stands on its own as you are creating. But you're also creating the illusion that there is a progression. The mind is a wonderful plaything. The mind is, in truth, an illusion. But you use it and you say that it is real. The mind portrays to you what you are thinking, wishing, hoping. And it comes right in front of you and says, how do you feel about this? And you have a reaction. Sometimes it's right here you have the reaction. It's like, oh. Or it's like, ah. Oh. So, you, as we've said many, many times, are the creator of your own world, your own reality, lowercase r. And then you get to look at it and judge it. That's always fun to watch you. You create something and then, well, maybe it's not quite good enough. And then you rethink it, reformat it, kind of polish it up one side or the other side, and make it into what you think is better. And then you say, I will sleep on it. I've heard you say this. I will sleep on it and I will see what it is in the morning. See if it really is real. And so you sleep on it, and in the morning you wake up and you say, well, maybe we can polish this aspect of it. And you play with it. Ideas are playthings, in truth. You invent them so that you can play with them. And then when you get something that really feels good, you say, okay, I'll keep that one. That one really is a good one. I don't know where that idea came from, but I'm going to keep that one. And so you go in your reality and you say, this is my invention. This is my gift to myself. I have created this. You don't say it in those words, but that's how you keep it for yourself. And then you come back to it and you say, well, you know, actually, I could polish this a little bit. Make it a little bit more beautiful, more intricate, etc. And you keep working on it, developing it, until it bears no resemblance to what you started with. But that's okay, because you've forgotten what you started with. Yes. I see you nodding your head. Yes, you are creative. Yes, you are the creator of your reality. And then you get to turn around and you say, oh, I'm going to judge that. And you judge it. And then you say, well, you know, I could change a little part of this. And after a while, you change it. And you say, well, this is a better reality. Okay. But who changed it? Who said they wanted a development? You did. As the God that you are. Hear that well. As the God that you are the creator of that which you experience. There's power in that sentence. You are the God of that which you have created. And if you are the God who has created a situation, a relationship, even something formed that you can feel, touch, so forth, allow yourself to claim it. It is okay to claim it. In the world, there are other judges, and you often take their word for whatever. But in your world, you are the creator of that world. Stop. And if you don't like what you are creating, breathe and create anew. Oh, but I can't do that. I mean, this is set in stone, that which I have created. I mean, I've got children, I've got all these friends that say otherwise, so forth. Who is the master of your life? Yes, you are. And if you want to change, go for it. If you have a certain teaching in the mind that says people only live until the end of their 80s, their 90s, some people actually reach 100 or 101, some to 120. Who wants to live that long, you have said? Well, maybe I do. Maybe I don't want to be finished with it. Maybe I want to go into my 90s. You know, I get there and then I say, well, what's it like to be 100? And then you say, well, you know, I don't have to go do that. But I kind of like to. Sure, you are the master of your own fate. You are the master of your life. Do what you want to do. Nobody has more power than you do over your life. I know you've been taught as the small babe in arms that you were dependent on other people for your safety, for your food, for taking care of you. But where are you now? Claim, I am the master of my reality. And if it does not please you, change it. And if you feel you need help, meantime, call on me. I will push you. Yes. Only for your own good, of course.
Indeed.
Okay, next question.
So even something like a worldwide event is, I know we each experience it differently, and that's how we create it. And we are all one, so we created this in the big picture.
Right.
But can you speak to how we can address and talk to people about it without them telling, you know, you're totally crazy, I did not create, you know, this illness experience.
Right. First of all, you don't talk about it. You show them. You say, this is where I am, and I care about you, and I want to know what's going on for you. I want to be your friend. You don't talk about the big happenings out there, unless you have to. And for the most part, you don't. You love. You love people. And you want to encourage them. You do the encouragement very well. You bring it into humor. And they laugh at it, and they take in a meaning from that. And they don't know that actually what you're doing is showing them another way. All of you, you have a way of speaking to someone and putting the arm around them, either literally or figuratively, where they feel safe with you. You do this with your friends. And if they say, oh, the world is so terrible, there's this COVID thing going around, and you have to be careful, you have to wear a mask, you have to hide yourself, you better not even go out of doors. And you because, you know, these things are floating in the air, so you better watch out. And you have known people who live their lives that way in fear. Some who take it to the point of not going out of their dwelling place. You have done it in another lifetime where you have said, I can't go out there. Something is going to get me. Okay. Well, if you believe that and you step outside your front door, something probably will get you because you are creating it. But if you say, I am that which is creating this, and I will experience only happiness and joy. I want to know what's out there. So you open the door and you go out. And then the big truck hits you. No. But that is what sometimes ones do feel. It's not safe. When I was a babe in arms, I knew I had to be taken care of. And I was told by the ones taller than I that they had to take care of me. And, oh, that was a task for them. And then I grew a little bit bigger, and I went a little farther away, etc. You have proved to yourself the process of growing up, yes, and you did grow up. Mm-hmm. Yes, and wider, too. And you enjoyed life. You got very brave. You said, I can get on the big bird and go somewhere. Yeah. And you have done this because you knew at a very deep level that always you are being taken care of. And this is true. You are being taken care of by the God energy that you are. No matter where you go, outside of the front door is as safe as inside. You can make a sign out of that and put it at the front door. Outside of the front door is as safe as being indoors. Go for it. Live. Come truly alive. Breathe. Feel energized. Does it not feel good to be energized?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Or girl. Take it. Go out. Smile. Have the courage to encourage others. And in doing so, you're going to encourage yourself. Take hold and say, I am worth it. And you are.
So be it.
So be it.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
Or yes.
Were you about to say something?
I was to say these ones who are seemingly at a distance, and yet where are they? They are right with you right now as they speak, as they show their visage, the portrayal. Each one is a spark of divinity. Each one is of the heart energy. Each one is with you in the experience of creativity. Wondrous beings that you are, you allow yourself to accept the technology of this day and say, I will try it. I'll see what this feels like. I'll see if I can punch the right buttons to come on the screen and interact with other ones who seemingly are a far distance from me, and yet, heart to heart, we are one. I congratulate you. I encourage you. I walk with you. I put my arm around you. I give you the book to read. I give you the beloved pet to love. Always I am with you. Now, how do you do that, Joshua? How can you possibly be with all of us all at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Because in truth there is only one of us, the Holy Child, going forth, adventuring into a seeming reality that is split, and yet you are bringing it back together as the one that we are. I love that which you are. I love the creativity that you bring forth to say, well, I am here, and then miles away in another state somewhere, there is my sister, my brother, the child extension of the Father. And my heart opens, and I take you in as myself. Love, as you pet the beloved pet's head. Love, as you look upon the other brothers and sisters, and you acknowledge their beingness as the extension of the Father. And you say, what a miracle. And it is a miracle that you bring forth to say that you can sit here as an individuated energy, spark of energy, and there can be so many other sparks at what I understand to be a distance, and yet, where are they right now? They are within your consciousness, right here, present with you. It is a miracle. Mm-hmm. Well done.
You have a question here.
Ah, yes, let us have.
Oh, beloved one, so good to see you.
So good to feel you.
This is a personal question. I know that we've been talking about there's no separation, and when you call on someone who's not no longer on the planet, right, that they're always here. And I had a spiritual teacher in 2005 who passed away.
Right.
And I hadn't felt him, you know, much, but lately I have felt him very strongly. And I wondered if he's on the planet now, if he's reincarnated.
Yes, but what you are feeling is his energy. And that is not, what's the word I want? Discrete. It's not separate. There's the word I want. The energy is a totality of energy. And so, yes, he has taken his energy, his creativity, and he has said, I will live another life.
Okay.
And yes,
I have felt him,
yes,
so much, and I just thought, I think he's around, but I think he's,
yes,
on the planet.
And then
he's planted himself on the planet.
Ones will say, if they are into separation and separated, thinking, right, that you could be separate from, and he could be activating a body somewhere else on what you call your East Coast, New York, perhaps, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you think, well, I don't know his telephone number, but if I knew, I would call him up. Well, at this point, that being that you are thinking of is a babe in arms.
Right.
So
right.
He would not answer the telephone.
I just thought, I think he's here.
Yes.
So, okay.
And he is. But that is not to say that his energy, as you knew him, is still here.
Right.
That is how wondrous the creative principle is of creating, expressing. Very good.
Beautiful.
The questions are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, yes. Someone who is the same size as my beloved friend and teacher. Although she does enjoy the stretch. Yes, exactly.
Couple of things. First of all,
you're only allowed one.
Okay. Well, I'll make it a one that includes everything.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Recently, of course, I had a couple of dreams that were not dreams, that were, as I consider them, to be experiences.
Right.
Could you expound on, you know, was that a interdimensional experience, or am I just in a different reality at that time, or
yes,
what?
It is a different reality that you are making, and it feels real, because it is as real as what we are doing here. This, in truth, is a non-reality, which feels like it's real, because I can reach out and I can feel somebody. It's real. But it is part of the creative process. So yes, what you were experiencing was not of this reality. It was a companion reality. Because as we have said many times to you, you create your own reality. So if you want to take a break from this reality and move into another one, There's nothing stopping you.
Well, I knew that it was not a dream because it was, well, I would never have come up with such things. So,
right.
And it was just so moving for me. And
right.
Experiencing the emotions that I did in that.
Right.
Okay, now the other thing I'd like to say is, where's Mother Mary?
Ah, she is standing in the wings, waiting.
Okay.
Right. She is always with you, always with us, never separate, of course. And she has taken a back seat, sort of. What do you call that word? She's
sabbatical?
Waiting in the wings.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
She, I know that you were so excited that she was, and her love for you just said, okay, go
this
ahead.
This is true.
Appreciate that.
Very loving and allowing.
Yes, good.
Although at times as my mother, she was quite strict.
Well, good.
Yes, because the small ones sometimes need a bit of guidance, and she did give guidance.
I know, I gave a speech at my mother's funeral.
Right.
Mom, M-O-M, I said, mean old mom. And I talked about it all the times that she was strict.
Right.
But what great things that was.
Exactly. To give you guidance.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Thank you.
We have time for one more question.
Don't all rush in.
Anybody have one last question? Okay, looks like Cynthia does. Cynthia.
And Jane.
You want to unmute yourself?
Okay. Hello, Yeshua.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be here.
What a joy to be with you. My question is, sometimes when I want to know something, I'll ask myself, the capital S self. And if the answer is affirmative, I get a very strong surge of energy going through my body. And I'm wondering, and I interpret that as an affirmation that the answer is yes. Would you say that that is reliable?
Yes.
Okay.
You are creating at that point. And I have seen you do this. And then as a few minutes longer, perhaps, or even another day, you would say, but I want to embroider this a little bit. I want to embellish it, and we'll make a few changes to it, because you are very creative. And so then you have kind of, what is the word, massaged it a little bit so that it fits better. And that is good. Yes.
Okay. Just another very quick question. The other night that you said that we could be standing on the ground with our feet on the earth and project our consciousness to the top of a tree and experience that kind of extension of energy.
Right.
I was wondering, could we do that from Earth to other planets if we wanted to explore a planet that or a star system that we had come from?
Yes.
No, it's a stretch.
And I give you great gratitude. I give you great, what is it, reward there for going there. It is a stretch, yes, a very good stretch. And I am so pleased that you have made that stretch because it shows that you are saying, but what about, could this be? And yes, anything that you question and you say, well, how about, it means that you are creating the openness to understand who and what you are. Not just the personality or the being that you see yourself to be. That is what this awakening is all about. It is to know that I am the person who stands here, but I am also the person who goes to the stars, can stand on the hilltop and look and say, I am that which I am creating. I am my creations. Wow. Well done. Yes, I am my creation. You are doing very well. You are throwing the boundaries off. All that has held you back in a certain formation. And you are saying, I am this and more. Because you are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jane, did you have one more question? Short one?
Doesn't matter if
That's
it's
longer. That's where I am. Yeah, actually, I have a really amazing experience teaching in a Christian school, not from the point of view of,
the dogma.
But the kids were no different than they are in the public systems. You still get the same difficulties that kids have in coping with whatever. And so mm-hmm. I would find myself getting right into the kids' minds almost, and even feeling their feelings and getting even pissed off with them for doing stuff that they shouldn't have been doing, and then getting annoyed with myself for allowing myself to not feel it was a vicious circle.
Right.
And one night I had a vision, a dream vision. That's what brought this up. Actually, on two occasions, when I was just about at the end of my wits, I had a dream vision the morning of, and it was this freedom feeling, and this being that came to me with such love, reaffirming my connection to God, to Joshua, and I went, well, what was that? And I went, wow. And I thought, well, I let that go. I didn't even write it down. And then about just toward the end of the time I was there, I was really feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't think I could do this full time. And oh my gosh. And again, a dream vision in the morning. All of a sudden, I was lifted right up and into this feeling of such love that I was walking around at recess time going,
oh. Yes.
Oh.
Right.
So my question is, Joshua, was that you, or was it a representation of the all of the Christ?
All of the above.
All of the above. Ooh, excellent.
She's so funny. Right.
Wow, well, bring it on.
Right. Anytime you need some help.
Oh my gosh, because when I get that kind of a hit, it sets me up for weeks.
Right.
See, I'm still talking about it, and it was the end of June. So,
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. Yes, come. Anytime I am called, I come and I sit by you. I hold your hand. I walk with you. Anytime you want me, call upon me by any loving name, and I will be with you. You are my friend. You are the one that I am very pleased with. Each one of you, as you embody the Christ that we are. Each one of you, I walk with you as friend, as teacher, when you will ask for teacher. Always, I support the God of you. You are most wondrous being. You are coming into your own of understanding, part at least of the fullness that you are. I am pleased in you and with you, and always I walk with you. So be it.
So be it.
So be it.
Thank you.
So be it.
Thank you.